To encourage a person who intends good, alal iqbari alayhi, to proceed upon the good, bil jiddi min ghairi taraddudin, by remaining firm and genuine and serious without any hesitation. So this chapter, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought ayats of the Quran and ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, illustrating a very important point. When somebody wishes to do some good deed in Islam, a person wishes to give charity, for example, then he shouldn't procrastinate, he shouldn't hasten. The moment he makes intention for that, then he should go along with it and proceed and do it, and he should not have any hesitation or delay in the matter. قال الله تعالى فاستبقوا الخيرات. Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, and hasten towards good deeds. The word فَاسْتَبِقُوا, which comes from the root letters seen بَاقَاف, and إِسْتَبَقَ يَسْتَبِقُوا in Arabic means to rush, go forward, in fact to compete, to beat the next person. So a person should not delay in doing good deeds. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَعِدَّةٍ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. A verse from Surah Ali Imran. Allah Ta'ala says, and hasten. See, the word again here is sari'u, before was fastabiqu. These are similar words which means a person should not delay. Hasten towards the forgiveness of your Rabb. In other words, do those things, those actions that will bring the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you. Or hasten towards making tawbah and istighfar towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And hasten towards the jannah that Allah has prepared for you. And the width of Jannat is so huge that it is equivalent to the distance between the skies and the earth. That is only the width of Jannat. Imagine the length of Jannat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah has prepared this Jannat for the muttaqeen, for the believers. وَأَمَّا الْأَحَادِيثِ الْأَحَادِيثَ of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this chapter. فَالْأَوَّلُ عَنْ أَبِي هُرَيْرَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam قال بَادِرُوا بِالْأَعْمَالِ فِتَنًا كقطع الليل المظلم يصبح الرجل مؤمنا ويمسي كافرا ويمسي مؤمنا ويصبح كافرا يبيع دينه بعرض من الدنيا رواه مسلم. A very important hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, hasten with good deeds. So this is the third word that has been used. First, fastabiqu, then sari'u, and now badiru. This also means to rush, go ahead. Do not delay, do not waste time. Rasulullah says that hasten with doing good deeds, good amal, salat, zakat, hajj, being kind to people, helping the people. Do all good deeds, fitanan, before a time comes and you are overwhelmed by trials and tribulations. The condition then will be so difficult for you to do good deeds, because you will be surrounded by different types of trials and tribulations, like dark pieces and chunks of a dark night. كَقِطَعِ اللَّيْلِ الْمُظْلِمِ, like pieces of a very dark night. A person is traveling and he is coming on the road which has got a lot of fog and mist. It's raining very, very heavily. It is absolutely dark. He's got no lights. So he becomes very, very fearful. He's unable to see. He's unable to do anything properly. He's in fear all the time. There's danger. There could be an accident. Allah Ta'ala protect us. There could be some harm that's going to come to him. So he's afraid. Like that, a time will come when it will be very difficult for a mu'min to do good deeds. There will be so much of trials and tribulations overwhelming him. To such an extent, the Rasulullah says in the same hadith, يُصْبِحُ الرَّجُلُ مُؤْمِنًا. In the morning, the person was a believer. But by the time evening sets in, he's already a disbeliever. Or at times, the person is a believer in the evening, but by the time it is morning, he's already a kafir, he's a disbeliever. Why? يَبِيعُ دِينَهُ بِعَرَضٍ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا. He will actually sell his deen for a few pennies of this world, for some paltry gains, just for a few cents, a few rands, a few dollars. He'll be prepared to give up his iman just to gain, acquire some dunya. So before all this happens, Rasulullah says, whilst you have the energy, you have the health now, you have the wealth now, you have the means, then do not waste time in doing good deeds. Because before Qiyamah, there will be the time where there will be not just one fitna, the plural word has been used, fitan, one after the other. Different types of calamities, tribulations, trials, where it will be extremely difficult for the person to practice on Deen, like in another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioned, that a person who will be steadfast on Deen at that time, it will be such that as though a person is holding a brand of coal in his hand, and after some time he cannot hold it, so he puts it into his left hand, and then again he keeps on changing from one hand to the other. In other words, it will be very difficult for a person to be steadfast on Deen. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. And from the next hadith we will understand that Rasulullah SAW always wished to execute any command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately, or any good deed that came to his mind, then he would discharge that as soon as possible. And Abi Sirwa'ata bikasri sin al-muhmala wa fatiha Uqbat ibn al-Harith radiyallahu ta'ala qal صليت وراء النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بالمدينة العصر. This Sahabi by the name of Sarwa'a. He says that I read Asr Salat in Madinah Munawwara in the Masjid of Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم behind Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. فسلم ثم قام مسرعاً. Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم terminated the Salat. In the end, he made Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Namaz terminated, but he stood up. Contrary to his normal practice, he stood up. Rushingly, he hurried. فَتَخَطَّى رِقَابَ النَّاسِ إِلَى بَعْضِ حُجَرِ نِسَائِهِ The safs were made, the rows were made. This particular day, Rasulullah ﷺ rose and he went over the shoulders of the Sahaba. He passed the safs and he went towards one of the homes of his wives. So it is very, very astonishing, different practice of Rasulullah ﷺ. We became worried. فَفَزِعَ النَّاسُ مِنْ سُرْعَتِهِ Sahaba became very afraid and very concerned about Rasulullah ﷺ suddenly moving very, very quickly. فَخَرَجَ عَلَيْهِمْ After some time, Rasulullah then emerged from one of the homes of his wives. فَرَاءَ أَنَّهُمْ قَدْ عَجِبُوا مِنْ سُرْعَتِهِ He noticed that the Sahaba were surprised about his rushing and going so quickly. قَالَ Then he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabiya Kareem then said, ذَكَرْتُ شَيْئًا مِّنْ تِبْرٍ عِنْدَنَا فَكَرِهْتُ أَن يَحْبِسَنِي فَأَمَرْتُ بِقِسْمَتِهِ رَوَاهُ الْبُخَارِي وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ لَهُ كنت خلفت في البيت تبرا من الصدقة فكرهت أن أبيته. He says, whilst engaged in salah, suddenly my mind went on to a few nuggets of gold, which was of sadaqa. I had to discharge it, and I thought of those nuggets of gold. I disliked that I must keep these pieces of gold for another entire night at my home, and then therefore wish to quickly discharge of it, execute it, and distribute it. Because فَكَرِهْتُ أَن يَحْبِسَنِي I dislike it must hold me back. Commentators explain, Rasulullah feared that because of these few nuggets that he kept back, he did not distribute it as yet. It must not happen that he leaves this world, those nuggets are not distributed, and on the day of Qiyamah, he's held back, he has to answer for these things. Another explanation, فَكَرِهْتُ أَن يَحْبِسَنِي فَأَمَرْتُ بِقِسْمَتِهِ Whilst engaged in salah, I dislike that these nuggets must take my mind away and hold me back from concentrating in my salah, in devoting my dedication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, I quickly went and I distributed it. Now my mind is clear. Now imagine our conditions. What type of salah do we read? How many thoughts come into our mind? Two important things. Our mind should be clear before salah. And number two, any monies that we have, whether it is nafil sadaqah or it is the farz zakat that we have to distribute, whatever it may be, immediately, as soon as we get the chance, we should distribute of it, and therefore, after that, our mind will be clear. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to procrastinate, but to, as soon as we get an intention to do a good deed, we should try and do it as quick as possible. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanallah.